Chapter 4. Life in Valencia. The family rented a flat with four rooms on the third floor of a building in Valencia. Their new flat was small in comparison with their house in Australia. There wasn't anywhere for Jonathan to be alone, or a quiet place to read or sit and think. He missed the garden very much. It took time for the family to adapt to their new life. Winter and summer were not like they were in Australia. In Australia, Christmas was during the summer, and they always had a barbecue on the beach for Christmas dinner. When they left Australia in November, it was beginning to get hot. But when they arrived in Spain, it was autumn and becoming cold. "It isn't fair," complained Jody. "Instead of summer holidays, we have to go to school." School was difficult for the twins. Everything was so different to Australia. They arrived in the middle of the term and didn't understand most of their lessons. The other students were not very friendly to the two Australian strangers. It was hard for all of them because Jody and Jonathan couldn't speak their language. It was strange to live in a big city with so many people and buildings after living on a farm in Australia. But the neighbours were friendly. They came to welcome the Kellys the day they arrived and offered to help them with any problems. Some of the neighbours were old people and others were young married couples with small children. "It's going to be lonely here," said Jody. "There aren't any young people our age here."
"I know," said Jonathan, "but at least you've got me."
On Saturdays, Jody and Jonathan did their homework and had Spanish lessons. And on Sundays, the family went sightseeing. The city of Valencia was beautiful. The buildings were older than those in Australia. Most of the buildings in Australia were less than 200 years old, built after the first Europeans arrived in the country. Jonathan spent a lot of time reading or exploring the city by himself, but Jody was very lonely. She missed Paul and the parties on the beach with his friends.
"I've got an idea," said Mr. Kelly. "I'm going to Madrid for some meetings next week. You two can come with me. Madrid is very interesting."
"Oh, yes, I could visit Blanca," said Jody, excited. "It will be nice to go out with a friend."
"And it will also be nice for you to go out with her handsome brother," laughed Jonathan. "I'm sure Paul wouldn't be very happy about this if he knew."
"Shut up, Jonathan. I'm not going out with Rafa," said Jody.
She hoped her face wasn't red.
"We could visit the air marshals. They promised us a tour of their offices in Madrid."
"Yes, I'd like that," said Jonathan. "Maybe I'll feel better about them when I see them in their workplace," he thought.
"Phone your friends and tell them you'll see them next week," said Mr. Kelly. But Jody didn't answer. She was already on the phone to Blanca.